You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of BC Parks, the government body responsible for the province's ecological reserves, recreation areas, and parks. Strathcona Provincial Park on Vancouver Island is the oldest park in the province. Over the years, the park has faced various pressures and challenges. Most recently, the park authorities have granted a private developer, Clyquot Wilderness Resort, the rights to build exclusive infrastructure in the park. Friends of Strathcona Park is a nonprofit society dedicated to preserving the park for everyone to enjoy, not just those who can pay for it. Carol Hunter is an organizer with the group. She joins us over the phone from Comox. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Manuel.
Can you tell me about the Strathcona Park itself? What is unique about it?
Well, Strathcona Park is located in the center of Vancouver Island, and it has every representation from all ecosystems. It has entire river systems that run from alpine to ocean, and it has, I think, all of the glacier systems and on Vancouver Island.
Why do you personally feel it's important to protect and preserve Strathcona Park?
Well, Strathcona Park is one of the only undeveloped areas left on the island. It's if anybody wants to get away to wilderness or to have a place left for large mammals such as elk and stuff, to have a place with minimal human contact so they can continue to survive on the island, Strathcona Park's it's the only place left on the island that's got that amount of wilderness left.
And I understand it's fairly accessible right now in terms of to go there to camp and to visit, is that right?
Strathcona Park has several campgrounds where people can go camp with tents, like established campgrounds with the facilities you would expect, such as washrooms and fire pits. But it also has a large wilderness backcountry area. And there's some areas where you would pay a user fee to go into, and there's tenting platforms available, and they're the high-use areas where people can hike in. But it also has an extensive trail system that goes far into the backcountry where there are no facilities, where people can still access in far lower numbers than you would in what we call the front country camping.
The BC Ministry of Environment has now granted a private developer or a private resort company, Clyquot Wilderness Resort, the rights to build private infrastructure in the park. What are they talking about in regards to that?
Well, what's happened over the years, a bit of the history behind this is that over the years, Parks has repeatedly cut funding for maintaining parks. Like, they've had budget cuts of over $7 million between 2008 and 2010. So a lot of the infrastructure that exists in the park, such as trails, have fallen into disrepair. Many are just difficult to travel, but others are completely closed because of blowdown across the trails or bridges out. And that's the case in the Bedwell Valley. There are bridges crossing the Bedwell River that Parks has deemed unsafe. Clyquot Wilderness Resort has offered to repair the bridges and restore a trail in there for Parks, but in return, they have put in a park use permit to take their clients on horseback into there. Now, up to now, there has been no horseshoes in Strathcona Park. So they would not only be taking their clients up into the valley by horse, their permit also includes the building of 8 tent pads at a place called Ashwood Creek. They have said 2 of these tent pads will be available to the public for use, but the other 6 will be for Clyquot Wilderness Resort use, but the public can use it if Clyquot Wilderness Resort does not need it at that time. So what this means is if we have any group going through there, such as YMCA's Camp Thunderbird, they use the park quite a bit with their youth leadership programs. If they were to hike through there and stop there and camp, Clyquot Wilderness Resort could come and ask them to leave because they have rights to those tent pads for their clients.
What kind of clients are expected to to visit the park through Clackwit Wilderness Resort?
Well, it's not the average BC public. Clackwit Wilderness Resort, the minimum to stay there is you have to have booked for 3 nights minimum, and it would cost $4,750 per person for those 3 days. Their rates go up beyond there. That is the cheapest possible rate. You can pay up to $11,000 for a seven-night stay.
Certainly not your average BC person traveling through the backcountry. What do you know about the developer Clackwit Wilderness Resort?
Well, it's owned by the Clackwit Wilderness Resort is owned by the Genovese Family Trust, and there's not a lot I can say about them. Other than we do know that they are Canadian, and they have chose to locate their businesses offshore. We're not sure why, but they do have businesses located in Monaco and Barbados. They also have areas outside of the park where they already currently take clients. They have horse trails that do not go into Strathcona Park, and their resort itself is located at the mouth of the Bedwell River. And so they have their resort set there, which is like very highly developed tent structures, so people get the feeling like they're camping, although there is like furniture, et cetera, inside. They're nicely done inside with a tent-type structure.
It sounds like this decision will effectively privatize much of the park. How do authorities justify this decision, given that the park is a public provincial park?
Well, they say that the hikers can still use this trail. They can share it with Clackwit Wilderness Resort and their horses. However, there is no need to build this trail at all in order to access the valley. The government thinks we need this wide horse trail in the park, whereas Friends of Strathcona Park last summer, as part of their Take Back the Parks campaign, put out a call for volunteers, and they had 20 volunteers go into the Bedwell Valley and by hand create a alternate trail on the opposite side of the river from the one that is out of use right now that requires no bridge work whatsoever, and it's a low-impact trail that will protect the park. The government, the only reason they've given us for issuing this is not so much a reason for issuing it as a reason for not issuing it. We were repeatedly told there was no showstoppers, so there was no reason not to issue the permit. Even though the permit, it required changes to the park master plan and to various structures that were in place to protect the park all along the way, the government worked at mitigating any concerns rather than actually fixing them or working in a way to protect the park.
You talked a little bit about the political process that led to the decision to grant Clackwit Wilderness Resort the development rights and some of the policy changes there. Can you talk a little bit more about that? I understand there were a few different periods where the government changed policy.
Yes, over the years, some of this is directly related to Strathcona Park, but much of it is related to BC parks in general. Starting in 2002, the government cut back on volunteerism in the parks. Much of the trails that have been built, I know in Strathcona Park and like tenting platforms within Strathcona Park itself, have been built by volunteer groups from outside of the park. In 2002, the government scrapped the volunteer program. In 2003, the government first made some changes to the Park Act and added a new section called Resort and Tourism Development. And what this new section did, it was the first step towards overt commercial development in our park because it made reference to other passages in the Park Act that stated that park use permits should only be issued at the discretion of the minister if they were to maintain or if they were necessary to maintain the recreational values that the park had already. This new section of the Park Act said that those other sections will not interfere with the issuing of a park use permit for resort or tourism development. So that removed one of the safeguards we had to protect our parks from development.
And has there been opportunity for the public to have input on any of these changes?
No. Well, there has been in a roundabout way. There was a Strathcona Park master plan in place to protect Strathcona Park and its values. When Clackwat Wilderness Resort replied for their permit through a Freedom of Information document, a park official states that they need to figure out if the activity is allowable by the park master plan, and if not, then they need to ask if there's a corporate desire to open the master plan and make the activity allowable. So what they did was take a document that was created through extensive public consultation by all interested parties, and they changed it to meet the needs of one private corporation.
How are you organizing against the private tourism in the park now?
Well, we have been busy writing letters to the Minister of Environment, meeting with political candidates. Last week we had a meeting with the Environment Minister, Terry Lake. We've been having a Take Back the Park campaign where we're having volunteers come in and work on trails and reopen trails that parks have closed. But what we need people to continue doing, because this park use permit has been agreed to, they have agreed to it in principle, although it has not yet been signed. We need members of the public to continue to speak out to the government about commercialization in our parks, how we do not want commercialization in our parks, and for people to get informed about what is happening in their own parks. In 2006, they came out with a fixed roof policy in BC parks, and the government actually put out for tender the building, or in 12 Class A parks, the building of hotels and private resorts. And the public spoke up loud and clear that they did not want this sort of commercialization happening in our parks, and the government backed down. So now what they've done, they have all of the policy in place for this to happen. It's like they're coming in through the back door. Clackwat Wilderness Resort can build these tent pads for their private use. But our concern is that a few years down the road, these tent pads become their resort, because all of the changes to policy have been made for this to happen. And by it coming in slowly through the back door like this, the public is not standing up and speaking out.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And I know this is an important issue, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I have been speaking with Carol Hunter. She is with Friends of Strathcona Park, a nonprofit society dedicated to preserving and protecting Strathcona Park on Vancouver Island. To learn more about the organization and to find out how you can support their organizing efforts, go to friendsofstrathcona.org.